A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Daf Vav Amud Beis, Tainus 6b, pagination page 12, starting from the first wide line, Omer Rabbi Avo said, My Lashon Revia. What does it mean when we use the term Revia referring to rain? The Gemara in Amud Aleph referred to the different rains by the word Revia. And the Gemara wants to know where that word comes from. It's a borrowed term from something. And Rabbi Avo explains, Davar sheroveya es hakarka. It is a term, roveya, of penetrating the ground. We find such a term in Sanhedrin by capital offenses. Roveya, an act of assault, intimacy. The roveya is the one who is doing the penetrating, and the nirva, the female application, is the one who's receiving the penetration. So that's roveya and nirva. Here also, roveya, revia, it's doing a penetration. The rain is doing a penetration in the ground. Kid Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda taught that it's a borrowed term, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Mitra Baila Da'ara. The rain is acting like a husband to the earth. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki kasha yerida geshem v'ashalik min ha-shamayim v'shama lo yoshev, ki im hirvo es ha-aretz. The rain is coming down onto the land, and it's hirva es ha-aretz, v'holida, and it gives birth, v'hitzmicha, and it sprouts forth. You have a seed in the ground. The ground is holding the seed. If the rain penetrates the ground properly, reaches the seed is activated and it sprouts forth and it grows. We find, for example, borrowed terms, even on this topic, male and female. You even have it by joints, pipes going one into the other. There's the male component and the female component, and such terms are found even in the Mishnah. They're borrowed terms from a similar topic, an illustrative topic. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, about six lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo also taught, Me'emasai mevorchim al hageshamim. When do you recite the bracha regarding rain? We're referring to a time that there was an atziras geshamim, a holding back of rain. So when the rain finally comes in a significant enough amount, we recite a bracha. We'll discuss which bracha in a moment. But when would you recite such a bracha? Mishayetze chosan likras kala. When the chosan is coming out to greet the kala. He's using an illustration. There's a minig by a chuppah that when the kala comes forward to the chuppah, the chosan goes out to greet the kala. This is mentioned, for example, in Nite Gavriel, Simon Yud Zayin, Halacha Zayin, and the chosan comes out to greet the kala. So similarly, we're using that illustration by rain. When there are enough puddles, when there's enough on the ground, that the raindrop that's coming down, being described as the kala, the one coming second to the chuppah, is greeted, that the rain that's already here, the chosan, is already bouncing back, is bubbling, is bouncing back, that there's a decent amount of rain happening here. Mishayetze chosan lekras kala, when the drop on the ground comes to greet the drop that's coming, that is enough rain that you would recite the bracha. It's interesting that this illustration is being given. It's almost as if the raindrop, so to speak, is with animation, is saying, I'm here already, ready to do good things. Come, I'm inviting you to join me. The Gemara continues, "My mevorich, what would you recite as the bracha?" Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Modim anachnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu, al kol tipa v'tipa shehoradeta lanu." We thank you, Hashem. We're grateful. We're indebted to you, Hashem, on each drop that you bring down to us. Rashi, four lines from the bottom of Rashi, mentions the kasha from the Gemara in Brachas Nun Tesamid Beis that rain al hagishamim is tov v'hametiv. It's not this bracha, modim anachnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu. So which bracha is it? So Rashi mentions the first answer of the Gemara over there, that there's a distinction between chaza michsa, whether you see the rain, experience it, or deshama mishma, you hear of the rain. Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the very bottom line of Ardaf, mentions koshali. I don't understand what Rashi did over here. He's only giving the first answer of the Gemara there, which is an answer that gets pushed away, and we don't go with that. And instead, we talk about how much rain there is. If there's a lot, we would say atov v'hametiv. If there's only a little, that's the wording, al kol tipa v'tipa, on every drop, we're grateful. It's interesting, even that statement from Rabbi Akiva Eger, quoting the Gemara, is not the final step of the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there concludes, which is the way we paskin lahalacha, that this bracha of modim anachnu lach was only constructed for a person who does not have land, and therefore is not being as directly impacted by the rainfall. But a person who has land, if he shares it with others, even as an impact on his family, because he has an immediate family that is responsible for, then the bracha would be hatov v'hametiv, which is a public type of blessing. You're doing good to more than just me. If he owns the land alone and does not have a family that he's responsible for, so then he would simply make a shehechiyanu, and that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chaf Aleph. So in any case, we do have more than one bracha. We have a bracha, modim anachnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu, akol tipa v'tipa shehoradeta lanu. In certain cases, that's the bracha that would be recited. In other cases, hatov v'hametiv. In other cases, shehechiyanu. Let's move on to one more thought, which can be found on the next page. Second line of Zayin Amud Aleph 7a. Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo also taught, Gadol yom ha-gishamim mitchias ha-mesim. Rainfall, the day of rainfall, is even greater than Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection, which will happen in the future. De'ilu Tchias HaMesim, think about it. Tchias HaMesim is la tzadikim, is only for tzadikim. Ve'ilu Gishamim, but when it comes to rainfall, Hashem is most generous. Bein la tzadikim, bein la rishayim. Hashem gives generously, indiscriminately, both to tzadikim and rishayim. He sustains life in this world. And rainfall is being compared, contrasted with Tchias HaMesim. This principle is an important one regarding our understanding of Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara in one place observes that Tchias HaMesim is very similar to the way rainfall occurs for us. You plant a seed in the ground, and by Tchias HaMesim, you're planting the body in the ground. And then when the proper type of rainfall, the tau of Tchias HaMesim, is brought, then the person will sprout to life. The Gemara mentions it regarding whether people resurrected will be clothed. And the Gemara says certainly they will be clothed, and that's the comparison to a seed that when it grows, it's clothed in lots of chaff, and the comparison is a powerful one. Similarly, certainly a person who is resurrected will be clothed at that time. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.